Lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the 12 juz of the Quran Kareem, after Surah Hud and Surah Yunus, in which many lessons could have been taken, from which the lesson was taken of the importance of Tawbah and Istighfar in the life of every individual. In Surah Yusuf, Allah Tabarak Tala has described it as Ahsanul Qasas, the most amazing, the most unique. Almighty Allah described it as an incident and labels all the incidents of the people of the past. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. From their lives and from how Allah Tabarak Tala described the incident, lessons after lessons can be taken. One lesson that we can take with regards to the importance of Tawbah and Istighfar, the importance to always return to Almighty Allah. No matter what condition we find ourselves in, the solution is always by Almighty Allah. So that lesson can be taken from the incident of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which is described in the 13th juz of the Quran Kareem. The incident is known by everyone. For many, when they were young, they would hear the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam. So a very long incident. At the end of the incident, Yusuf alayhi salam becomes the king of Egypt. The 13th juz of the Quran Kareem describes this. He was made like the king. The king had pledged allegiance at his hands. The books of history show the king accepted the deen at his hands. Thereafter the king said, it is against adab that any person rules above a nabi. So the king would go into what we'd call a semi-retirement. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, acting as the financial minister of Egypt, sitting in the capital, he would be as though he was the king. وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرُضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. While Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was now administering the affairs, and he was giving aid not only to the lands of Egypt but to surrounding lands, his brothers will come from the lands of Sham to come and ask for help. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam will recognize them, they will not recognize him. They do not come with his real brother Binyamin. So he says to them, the next time you'll come, you must bring my brother. On the next journey that they make, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam desires that his brother Binyamin now stays with him. For so many years, he had been deprived of his family. Almighty Allah inspires Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to place a container in the bag of Binyamin. And then an announcement is made that someone has stolen the goblet of the king, a very expensive item. The brothers say, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We are not those people who have come to cause corruption in the earth. We are not thieves. So they would be asked that, what happens if you do find it in your saman, in your goods? They themselves would say, according to the punishment they would give to people in their own land, جَزَاءُهُ مَوْوُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِ. That if you find it in any of our bags, فَهُوَ جَزَاءُ, then he himself can be taken. In their time, in their era, they had a law that if someone had stolen something and he was caught, then he would not be made a slave. However, he would be kept in the khidmat, in the service of that individual for that duration of time, which normally if you had a worker and you had to pay him, it would have paid off the value of the item that he stole. So they said, if you find him, then كَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. We punish our thieves in this manner, you can punish him in that manner. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. They began searching through the different saman, and then they came to the saman, the goods of Binyamin. ثُمَّ اسْتَقْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. They took it out. Almighty Allah says, كَذَٰلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفْ. This was a plan that we taught Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, on the law of their own, of the land of Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam would not have managed to keep his brother Binyamin back. Now the brothers understand the calamity, the plight they are in. They had promised their father Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam that they will definitely bring Binyamin back. فَلَمَّ اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنْهُ. They became mayus. They said, there is no way we're going to get out of this problem. Binyamin has stolen. One, the eldest brother, he said, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ. With what face can I go back to my father? I am not coming back home. I want you all to go and say to our father, irji'u ila abikum, and explain to him what really happened. Inna ibnaka sarak, that really happened. Perhaps he will not believe us. You will have to explain to him, we are definitely speaking the truth. So from here the lesson now comes. When they come back to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, and they explain to him what their eye had seen, and it was the real truth. But behind this entire incident, there was another haqiqat, a reality. Binyamin was not taken away from them because he had stolen the container. The real reason of Binyamin being taken away from them, and the reason of the plight, and the reason of one brother not wanting to return to the father, the entire reason behind this was an action that they had done many years ago. The action of oppressing Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. However, their eye was not going to go so far. They would attribute the problem only to what their eye had seen, that Binyamin had stolen. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam was the sheikh of the era. He was the eye for the family. He was going to explain to them that the hull of your problem is in the very king from who you are shy to go back to. If you will return to the king, this is the meaning of Tawbah. Almighty Allah in this world, He creates what we call asbab, sabab. Like how they saw that the taking of the goblet was the reason of all their problems. But that was not the reason. The reason was something behind that which their eye was not going to go through. And the hal, the solution of all their problems was to go back to the king and to beg for forgiveness. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam would say, Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi wa la tayasu min ruhillah. He would say, I want you to go back to the very land. In the place where you think that's where the problem started, you will find your solution in that very place. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, they go back to a king. When you have a kind king, he is the solution to every problem. And the cause of the problem is not what the eye had seen. It was not that Yusuf alayhi salam had oppressed them by putting the container into their saman. It was they had oppressed themselves. The zahiri sabab is never the real cause. There's a batini sabab, something man had done perhaps many years ago, which he is even forgotten about. But Almighty Allah's system in this world, everything comes back. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, when they went back to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, Ya أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ. How much of difficulty has come to us and our family. They said, have mercy on us, be kind on us, وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. That's when Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam would explain to him that the real cause of all your problems, هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِي. Do you remember what you had done to Yusuf and his brother? إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. During the days of your ignorance. That was the reason for all your problems. And what was the hal of all the problems? The hal was to come in front of the king and say, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. Indeed, we had done a lot of wrong. When they admitted, when they returned back to the king, not only was every brother going to be brought back together, not only was the family going to be united, not only was the big brother was going to be told, you also come in, but with the barakah, with the blessings of returning to the king, they would get what they had lost. They would become the kings, the princes of the land of Egypt. Through the barakah of Tawbah, they only made a Tawbah, a ruju, a return to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And Almighty Allah gave them the blessings of this world. And because of their making real Tawbah, Almighty Allah gave them the blessings of the year after. Our Tawbah is to the real King of all Kings, the most merciful of all mercy. Allah Tabarakala in this world also has the very same system, that there's an apparent cause of everything. The eye falls on that cause. When man sees that cause, he never ever will think that actually I am the real cause. He will attribute it to what they attributed. Binyamin stole. The goblet was taken. Whereas the problem had nothing to do with the goblet. It had nothing to do with Binyamin. They were the problem. In problems that we live in the world today, we also attribute to many things around us. Because this had happened, something else had happened. The real cause of every problem, Allah Tabarakala says, "Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahr bima kasabat aydi an-nas." Man is the cause of his own problems. when man will return to the most merciful and the most kind of kings. The hull of all man's problems is in the King of all kings. The cause of all man's problems is man himself. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all with understanding. In the next surah, which is known as Surah Ra'ad, many lessons can be taken. But from the name of the surah, the word Ra'ad, the lesson that is taken is, what if an individual does not want to make tawbah? He does not want to return to Almighty Allah. He wants to remain stubborn. So in this world, you get two types of children. One is the child who the mother shouts. And hearing the shout of the mother, he comes very meekly in front and he begs for forgiveness. He will get the love of the mother. And one is the child who hears the shout of the mother, but he knows my mother does not hit. Just because the mother does not hit, she only shouts. He refuses to submit. He refuses to listen. After a while, he will find that the mother stops calling him also. Not that the mother can't do anything, the mother loses interest. The mother forgets about him. In this world, Almighty Allah has made shariat. It is like ra'ad, it is like thunder. Thunder is like the call of the mother, the scream of the mother. Almighty Allah has made the shariat bashira wa nadira. It has come to give glad tidings to the people who will do good. It has come as a warning to the people of evil. But that's it all, it's a warning. In this world there is no bite. You call it the bark of a dog. So the person says, I'm not scared. Why? Because there's no bite. Almighty Allah has made the system of shariat in this world. It is called thunder. Almighty Allah describes thunder. هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. It is Allah who shows you lightning. Lightning and thunder, for some people, خَوْفًا, it creates great fear. It makes some people irritated, angry. Who is that? The one who is outside and he wants to enjoy his life. When he sees the coming of the rains, he says, this has come to spoil all my enjoyment. As for the farmer, وَطَمَعًا, the farmer is waiting for the rain. The one who wants his crops to grow, when he sees the coming of thunder and lightning, he becomes happy that with this rains my crops will grow. For the people of Iman, who understand this world is a farm for the year after, with the coming of every law, with the coming of every shariat, although in the shariat it is like rain, when rain comes, you have to stop doing certain things which you would have wanted to do. But he understands that the coming of the rain is life for my crops. With this rain, more and more will come out. It will be a few minutes of rain and so much of khair for myself and the world. وَطَمَعًا, the man who understands this world to be a farm, he sees the coming of rain as a blessing. The man who understands this world to be a farm will see the laws of Almighty Allah. Every single law will bring more blessings in my life. As for the one who wants to enjoy life, he does not want to come into the house. Just wants to spend time outside. When he sees the coming of the rain, either he gets scared, khawfan, or he becomes irritated. The traveler would normally become scared because he had no house. He would see the thunder and the lightning, he would look at it, and he would understand, this is bringing problems to me. The munafiq, the one who shows an outside garb of Islam, every law of Islam for him, khawfan, it's a fear, it's a worry. This is going to spoil my dunya. It's going to spoil my business. It's going to spoil my enjoyment. If I don't practice on it, people will understand I'm an evil person, but he's not happy at all. وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ اسْتِقَالُ وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِ. Then with the lightning comes the thunder. Almighty Allah describes the thunder. Either it is the angel whose name is Ra'd, and as that loud sound comes, which certain Mufassirin explain, it is the whoop of Ra'd, that when it strikes, it creates that light which we call lightning. And it is that bang of that whoop which creates the sound of the thunder. As that sound of thunder and lightning comes, even the angel Ra'd himself makes the tasbih of Almighty Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِ. The angels in the fear of Almighty Allah, and in the fear of the powers from above, they also fall in the tasbih of Almighty Allah. In this world, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when you will hear lightning and thunder, you must also fall in the fear of Almighty Allah. The sunnah dua, Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik وَلَا تُهْلِكْنَا بِإِقَابِكَ وَعَافِنَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. That, O Allah, do not destroy us. But we all know that when lightning and thunder strikes, very few times in this world, sometimes, وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقَ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاء. Sometimes it is that lightning does strike. Sometimes it hits a tree, it's a warning for the world. Sometimes it hits a man. وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah says, yet man continues discussing, arguing, rejecting Almighty Allah. In the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such an individual, while he was speaking and mocking regarding the existence of Almighty Allah, that very lightning Almighty Allah used to strike him, hitting his head, it brought his death. وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. But the whole world it is, atheists, people who are far, everyone got their own talks, everyone speaking against the Zat of Almighty Allah. But the lightning and thunder, everyone hears it. Just because it does not strike everyone, does not mean it cannot strike. It is not the system of Almighty Allah. In this world, it is lightning, it is thunder. It is a loud sound from above to give a message. The one who wants to take the message, how he makes the dua, Allahumma la taqtulna. He will take the message, Bashiro. He will find Shariat to be a giver of glad tidings for him. As for the one who will not want to, he will find every law of the Shariat, Naziran, giving him a warning. He'll find it as the scolding of the mother. He will not want to respond. If he does not respond, what will happen? Almighty Allah in another verse of the Quran says, after giving man warning and warning, when we find he is not interested in listening, we stop the warnings. At that time, man starts feeling happy that my problems have disappeared, but the problems are now only coming. This world is the world of lightning and thunder. It is a sign from Almighty Allah, but there is no force. The force comes in the next world. In the next world, Allah Tabarakallah describes it, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا in Surah Ibrahim. That is the world where now there will not be sounds really. Now there will be hiding. On the day of Qiyamah and thereafter, it will either be enjoyments in paradise or it will be punishment. This is not the world for punishment and enjoyment. This is the world of lightning and thunder. It is the world of time. Almighty Allah speaks about the next world. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. When they will all come in front of Almighty Allah. On that day the story will come out. فَقَالَ الدُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Those that followed elders in evil, the weak will say to the strong, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. That we were following you in this world. Now we need you to help us. مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. From the punishment of Allah, can't you give us some aid? They will say, the leaders will say, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. Had Allah guided us, we would have definitely guided you. How are we going to help you today? سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا. Whether we cry and complain today, or whether we just remain patient on this punishment, مَا لَنَا مِمْ مَحِيصٍ. There is no getting out. It will be on that day the real story will come out, where the devil himself will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. Allah had promised you. What a wonderful true promise. And I also made a promise, but I'm the devil. I was definitely going to break my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. Actually, I had no real power over you. I only called you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You responded to my call. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now do not criticize me, rather criticize yourself. You had seen enough of the signs of Almighty Allah. Every one of us see the thunder. Every one of us see the lightning. We understand it's not going to hit. But because sometimes there was the battle of Badr where the lightning did strike. There was Fir'aun whose entire empire was destroyed. That was the striking of the lightning. There are places we move around in the world. Almighty Allah says at the end of the surah, وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Many a time you went into those lands where you saw nations of the past, how they were destroyed. That was the sign when lightning did hit. But otherwise, the general system of Almighty Allah, in this world, lightning does not hit. It is only a warning from Almighty Allah. You hear the thunder, you hear the lightning. It is the loud shout of like a mother. But if the mother sees the child is not interested in listening, after a while the mother loses interest in the child. The one that sees and he hears the shout of the mother and he comes in front of the mother humbly, and he asks for forgiveness. He finds the love of the mother opening up to him. Allah Tabarakala bless us. When the signs of Almighty Allah come in front, immediately we realize that we are the problem. As the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam understood, to go back to Yusuf alayhi salam was the solution to all their problems. Our solution is to go back to Almighty Allah. Continuous tawbah and istighfar, we will find Almighty Allah not only will give us back that which we have lost, not only will remove our problems, but Almighty Allah will make us kings in this world, kings in the qabr, kings in the hereafter. Allah Tabarakallah bless us all with tawfiq.